Mediators working on behalf of California prisoners on hunger strike are calling for an independent investigation into the July 22nd death of Billy Sell, a prisoner held in solitary confinement at Corcoran State Prison. The hunger strike began 3 weeks ago as a protest against the long-term use of extreme isolation in so-called special housing units, or SHU. Inmate advocates estimate some 12,000 California prisons are held in solitary. The state acknowledges there are more than 4,500 being held in extreme isolation for open-ended periods of time, which can extend for decades. California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation officials say Billy Sell was not participating in the hunger strike at the time of his death. They're investigating it as a suicide.
Prisoners around him reported that he was participating in the hunger strike.
Ron Onan is president of the human rights organization California Prison Focus and a member of the mediation team for the hunger striking prisoners.
But whether or not his death is connected to the hunger strike, I think that no matter how you look at it, it is. Because the prisoners report that he was in solitary confinement at least for the last 5 years. He was in prison since he was 18. He was 32 when he died. And the conditions of solitary confinement create despair. And then if you go on a hunger strike and they're still not listening and negotiating, which they weren't, that increases that despair. And then when you ask for medical attention, which the other prisoner said he was asking for medical attention somewhere starting around the 15th or 16th, and not receiving it, that only heightens despair. So my opinion is that if CDCR and the governor had negotiated with the prisoners well beforehand so that the strike never would have had to happen, I'm convinced that Billy Sell would still be with us today.
This is the fourth week of the hunger strike. How many people are participating right now, and what's their health status?
There's only one count that's being given out, and that is with the CDCR. What's interesting we found out about this number is that if a prisoner is on hunger strike but drinks anything other than water, if he drinks coffee or tea or accepts just the glass of Kool-Aid off of his tray but refuses the rest of it, he is no longer considered on hunger strike. He is therefore considered fasting. And the prison, as far as I know, is not counting the number of people who are quote-unquote fasting. And we know that a number of the guys have decided that they wanted to do that. So the CDCR is really trying to push the fact that the numbers are going down. This started with over 30,000 meals being refused on the first day. And of course, we didn't think that 30,000 people were going to continue on for 21 days. The numbers are certainly going to come down. So exactly how many people are, I don't know. But my feeling, given what I know about how CDCR is counting, is that it's probably more than what they're admitting to.
When the prisoners at Pelican Bay went on hunger strike to protest solitary confinement there, the prison took some extreme measures to fight back. Have there been any measures like we saw in previous hunger strikes in this hunger strike now?
Yes, unfortunately there has been. For example, at Corcoran, the family visits were arbitrarily canceled. Family visits aren't supposed to be canceled, and so after we found out about this and we complained specifically to the CDCR about this, then they were reinstated. As far as I understand, a mother said she was finally able to schedule a visit for this Saturday. Prisoners were also denied clean laundry, clean bed linen. They were denied showers for 10 days in a row. We know the showers are back, but we don't know that the laundry service or any of that stuff is back. Some of the leaders, or the supposed identified leaders of the strike, have been taken out of their cells, and if they're in solitary confinement, they're taken out of their solitary confinement cells and put into other cells of solitary confinement, which are smaller, don't have access to radio or TV like they normally might. And they report that the cold air is extreme and that they've had to put a mattress over the vent to keep the cold air from blowing on them. This is up in Pelican Bay, where it's already very cool there. And then the folks down in the valley where it's hot are saying that the air is ventilating, but it's not as cool as it usually is. In fact, one prisoner reported that when they had the heat wave back in June, when they were in triple digits, it was actually cooler then than it is now.
What exactly are the prisoners' demands?
The major demands are an end to indefinite solitary confinement. The CDCR will say, we rewrote our policy and we have made it possible for everybody to get out eventually. It's true that they rewrote the policy. It's true that they actually tightened up some of the criteria, and it's true that they have let some of people who were in SHU, some for decades, out of SHU, and now they're in general population. So that's what I would call unacceptable progress. Progress because it actually did allow some of these people in indefinite solitary out, but unacceptable because the new policy still allows them to retain hundreds, if not thousands, in indefinite solitary confinement. The other thing is that why do people get sent to solitary? The prison has a policy of determining who might be in a gang as a member or associated with a gang member. And by association, it could be anything from exercising with them on the yard, talking with them in the cell next door to you. Your name shows up on a birthday card that happens to be from someone that they consider a gang member. Maybe the prisoner didn't even know it. And so anybody that's scooped up in this gets automatically sent. And the real sticking point, I think, is for the secret informants. Because when you get sent to SHU, when you get sent to indefinite solitary, you have no idea when you might get out. And you know that other guys have been there for decades. They say, well, if you tell us about other prisoners, if you snitch, then we'll let you out. And to me, that is the definition of torture. You're holding somebody in an 8x10 windowless concrete cell for decades on end until they tell you what you want them to tell you. And oftentimes prisoners have reported to me in their debriefing process that they've actually been coached by the investigators to say, well, you saw so-and-so and you saw so-and-so, didn't you? So we think that there needs to be much greater due process. We need to stop this wide snare that pulls all these people into solitary confinement that don't need to be there. Many of the people that are in solitary confinement have not broken one prison rule. They have no serious rules violations or write-ups in their files.
How are the prisoners communicating and maintaining solidarity during this hunger strike?
I don't know exactly how their communication is within the prison. There's a number of folks that are representatives, and we have been trying to communicate with them through mail and also just through establishing legal visits. We have asked and were denied, and this is we, the mediation team, okay? So there's only eight of us on the mediation team that are basically trying to be the voice for the prisoners because we know that prison officials have a hard time sitting down with prisoners. So we thought, well, they have a less hard time sitting down and talking with us. At least we can talk to them. So two things. Number one, we're not negotiating because they absolutely refuse to negotiate. Number two, we have asked for communication with the prisoners, maybe a conference call. And this was actually done back in 2011, where we would get on the phone with the prisoners and we were able to talk to them two different times. And so far, that has not been allowed to happen. And we think that that's a real hindrance in our ability to help try to resolve this. We want the hunger strike to be over. We want the administration to enter into good faith negotiations with the prisoners and really have this done before anybody else has to die.
Ron Onan is president of California Prison Focus and a member of the mediation team for the Prisoners on Hunger Strike in California State Prisons.